This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in global capitalism today, the consolidation that we have been seeing in the cable industry continues apace. We had AT&T scoop up DirecTV, Charter bought Time Warner Cable. The latest news comes with a little bit of continental flair. Altice, which is a European cable and telecommunications company, is snapping up Cablevision. That's a TV and internet provider out of New York. Cablevision is the second U.S. cable operation that Altice has bought. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what that might mean for consumers.
As consumers cut the cord, cable companies are losing millions of paid TV subscribers. That costs them subscriber fees and ad revenue. So many are merging to survive.
From that standpoint, it's, yep, there's another one.
Jim Nail is an analyst with Forrester Research. He says one reason why this latest deal stands out is that the acquirer, Altice, is European and is moving pretty aggressively into the U.S. market. In May, it acquired Suddenlink with 1.5 million customers in states like Texas and California. Now Altice wants Cablevision's roughly 3 million customers. That would make Altice the fourth largest cable operator in the U.S.
The days of cable monopoly franchise within a small geographic footprint are quickly waning. And the only way to survive is to become a much bigger regional, national, or even international player.
Gartner research analyst Bill Menezes expects Altice will see more opportunities for growth in the U.S. And he says the company could offer consumers something distinctive, a bundle of services called a quadruple play.
Which is every kind of communication connection a household or a business could want. Television, internet, fixed line phone service, and wireless phone service. And that's essentially the bundle that Altice has been trying to assemble in other markets, and that Cablevision has done to a certain extent in the United States.
But Menezes says cable operators have tried to offer cellular service before, and none has stuck with it or been successful. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.